And the one thing about ISIL we know is they carry out their threats. They will torture, they will maim, and they will behead people. And that's why controlling them, containing them is not an option. Killing them is the only option we've got.
And the fact that he says that they now abducted 2,500 Yazidi women and are basically distributing them as prizes, if you will, to other ISIS fighters, is that consistent with what you've heard as well?
I haven't heard about that specific case, but I'm not surprised at that. These people are... they're very sophisticated in the way, for example, they use the Internet. They promise people, they recruit people with these promises, and they obviously have funding to pay these
individuals. Have hundreds of billions of dollars that they've stolen and that they've received from various sources in the Middle East.
Exactly, and they're still getting illegal profits from oil that, that they've confiscated. So they're going to be rewarding them with women, with money, and with the promise of whatever lies in the life hereafter, I guess, that we've heard about jihadists before.